letter do you see?
New York, 880 on your dial.
All aboard for Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, thanks to the makers of... Tonight, Vox Pop travels to the Admiral Farragut Academy at Pine Beach, New Jersey, on Tom's River and Barnegat Bay. And here are your two Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull. Come in, Pine Beach.
Folks, those lusted cheers and yells you just heard are from the cadets of America's first prep school with naval training, the Admiral Farragut Academy.
Yes, and they're a swell gang of fellows. They're working hard with one definite purpose in mind, folks.
Yes, sir, and our first Vox Popper from Little Annapolis is a young man, about 16. He's tall, self-reliant, and rather popular, we've found. You may know his father, but let's meet the son. Folks, from Larchmont, New York, Cadet Burris Jenkins III. Hi, Burris.
Hello.
Say, Boris, just for a second, tell me about your dad.
Well, he's, as everybody knows, he's the cartoonist of the Journal American.
And... That's right, the sports cartoonist, and anybody that hasn't seen those cartoons really has missed something. I'm proud of him myself. Boy, I've enjoyed him. Say, Boris, I guess you would naturally be then sort of fond of sports, wouldn't you?
Well, sir, I'm kind of sick of sports after hearing everything about it all.
Oh, is that the way it is? Well, what's your most strenuous sport? You got to have something, I know.
Well, sir, I go to the movies.
Oh, you do, huh? Strenuous sport. Well, did you ever walk out on a double feature for us?
Well, no, sir, I didn't exactly walk out, but I went to sleep.
Oh, you've done that, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, now, after you graduate from Farragut here, what do you plan to do?
Well, I'm trying for Annapolis, sir.
Well, I'll tell you this, this is the place to do it. They'll really fix you up. Have you got any hobbies?
No, sir, but I have a wonderful pastime.
Oh, a wonderful pastime. What would that be?
Well, I enjoy eating, sir.
Oh, you do.
Now, many people have noticed that.
Boris, I'll tell you, we found that out. You couldn't be around here, dear, so without finding it out. So we got two or three little things along that line. Here is a credit slip on the canteen that's good for one hamburger a day for you from now until June the 1st. Do you think you can use it?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, that's the first thing. You look a little bit hungry now, Boris. Don't you sort of feel a little bit of the pangs?
Well, sir, I could stand a little bit.
Oh, you could
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
Well, Boris, will the boys bring out that table and put it down between the microphone here and the audience, right on the floor of the auditorium? We've got here, Boris, a full meal with a waiter all dressed up, and he's going to serve you... He's going to serve you a meal while the rest of the program goes on. Just go over there, Boris, and eat your fill, and thank you a lot. And, Boris, go on over there, and while you're going... Let me say that Bromo Seltzer has a couple of other things for you. First of all, we've got an Eastman book entitled How to Make Good Movies, and that's no good without a movie camera, so here's a swell little 8mm movie camera for you. Thank you a lot, Boris, and fall in and let's eat.
I think he's going to be busy, young Burris there. Folks, we have here one of the youngest cadets here at Admiral Farragut Academy. He's 13 years of age and a pretty savvy gent, too. He's a mighty fine-looking fellow in his blue uniform. If you could see him, I know you'd like the cut of his jib. Cadet Mark Bittison of New York City. Mark, how long have you been a cadet here?
2 years, sir.
Well, could you tell us why you came here?
Well, because my father thought I needed some discipline.
Oh. Well, did you?
Oh, then I didn't think I did, but now I guess I do.
Oh. How did you get along your last year here, you know, your first year?
Oh, I only got about 50 demerits in round numbers.
Oh, around 50? Is that a lot?
Yes, sir.
It is. How have you done this year?
Oh, only about 14, so far.
14, that's fine. I'll bet your dad's proud of you now.
Yes, sir, I hope.
Say, you have one stripe on your... you have one stripe on your sleeve. What's that for?
Second Petty Officer.
Second Freddy, I suppose you want more stripes.
Sure, who doesn't?
Why, just why do you want them? Tell us.
Oh, the girls go for them and you get extra privileges.
The girls go for them, huh? You mean to say that you have a girlfriend?
Well, I did have one.
Well, what happened?
Oh, she was too expensive, like most of them.
What money did you have to spend on it?
Oh, every time we went someplace, she was always getting hungry.
Oh, she should go out with Jenkins. Say, was there anything else wrong with her?
Yes, sir. She wouldn't kiss me enough.
She wouldn't?
No,
well,
sir.
I mean, how many times would you want her to kiss you?
Oh, about three or four.
Three or four? Well, I don't say. That's very modest. I like more than that myself. Say, what's her name, Patricia Ann, by any chance?
No, sir.
I say. We want to thank you. Is it time for us to stop talking and pass on to the next one?
30 seconds left.
30 seconds. Oh, thanks. Well, we have a couple of gifts from Bromo Seltzer and Vox Pop for you, Mark. A pair of very swell basketball shoes, and I know you can use them. Also, a combination radio and record player, and an album of the latest swing records of Harry Jess. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. We have, you know, they're Harry James and Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey and Miller and all those fellows. And because your girl wouldn't give you enough kisses, we're going to fix you up. We've got about a half a bushel of them right here. Mark, thanks very much and good luck to you. Cadet Mark Middleton. Bye, Mark.
Okay, Warren, that's a swell fellow. And by the way, Boris over there has just finished his fruit cocktail and here comes something else. Soup, I believe. Folks, it's high time that we heard from our famous Vox Pop train, the train that not only talks, but talks good sense. Listen to it.
Right ahead, the three ways. Bromo Seltzer.
Did you get that, everybody?
Oh, I see a lady out in Kansas City. Looks a little puzzled. All right, once again, please.
Right ahead, the three ways.
That's right. Fight headache three ways with Bromo Seltzer. That's how to get effective relief. Feel better fast. Some headache preparations, you know, may only relieve the pain in your head, but not Bromo Seltzer. It is scientifically designed to act these three ways.
Quick relief from headache pain, fast help for jumpy nerves, quick help for upset stomach.
So you see, it's no wonder that millions agree for quick, effective relief, there's just nothing better than Bromo Seltzer. Use it only as directed on the label. For frequent or persistent headaches, see your doctor. For common sick headaches, do as our Vox Pop train says.
Fight a headache the three ways.
Yes, sir, and here we are back at the Admiral Farragut Academy, designated as an honor school by the Navy Department. And our next Vox Pop, folks, you know, Farragut not only is a maker of men out of boys, but it sends well-trained young men to the service. Already in 9 years, over 100 young men have entered Annapolis from here. Now, next is the son of one of our naval officers. He's headed for Annapolis, I'm quite sure. We want you to meet a Navy brat, John Stump.
Sir, I wanted to correct you on there. It's Army brat, Navy junior.
Oh, Navy junior. I stand corrected and will take 10 demerits. Mark, come up. So you're Navy junior. John, tell me about your dad. What's he doing now?
Well, he's commander of another aircraft carrier.
Oh, another aircraft carrier?
Yes, sir.
Was he on a carrier before?
Well, he was on a seaplane tender on the Langley and got off it just before it went down.
Oh, the Langley?
Yes, sir.
Say, I remember, don't I, that it was rumored that the Langley was sunk about four times before it was finally sunk?
Well, yes, sir. They sunk it three or four times, and the Navy Department sent them some kind of a thing congratulating them for sinking
each
one
time,
ship
huh?
Four times.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Tell me, were you worried when you heard those rumors?
Well, first I was, but then I was reassured that the Navy Department would always send some sort of proof.
Of course
they
would,
happened.
Yes. So you went right ahead like a good Navy junior, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
John, you do want to go to Annapolis, don't you?
I hope to.
You hope to, and I know you will if you want to. Tell me, what's your cadet rating here?
Well, just seamanship rating, a seaman.
Seaman, huh? Well, what does it take to get that? Do you have to wait for things around here?
Well, we pass different tests, and now we have to get an 80 in the indoor seamanship tests and the outdoor.
Don't you have to do a little extra work occasionally?
Well, I help Lieutenant Jones once in a while with semaphore. And
You mean you're sort of pretty good at semaphore, yeah?
Well, I can help him. I don't know how much, but I do.
And you're learning seamanship and everything else that leads to Annapolis, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, here's luck to you, and I know good and well that you're going to get there. And, John, I wish your dad all the luck in the world, too. And a couple of things we want you to take away to remember Bromosells and Vox Pop by. First of all is a wristwatch service type that I think you'll enjoy having. And I know you'd love to have your one and only, that is the young lady, at the spring prom. So we've arranged for her and her mother to take the trip down here at our expense. And that includes a corsage for you to give her at the time. Thank you a lot, John Stuff.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead, Harry. Okay, Warren.
Thanks, Bob.
First.
Oh, Burris, has Burris finished the soup?
Yeah, he's finished it.
Boy, going on the third course now. Folks, we want you to meet a fine-looking young fellow who has the distinction of being the oldest cadet at Admiral Farragut. He's 19, and the added distinction of being a company commander and soon to be graduated. Cadet Lieutenant John McCabe of Williamsburg, Virginia. John, if you're 19, you're highly draftable, aren't you? Are you going into the service?
Yes, sir. I'm going into the service just as soon as I can. I expect to go to the Merchant Marine Academy, and a lot of our boys have already shoved off, and a lot of them have won awards in the Navy and Army.
Well, I know. Admiral Farragut has a wonderful record already in the service. How long have you been here, John?
I've been here 9 years, sir.
Well, then you must have been a little shaver when you came here.
Well, sir, I can't say that I was a shaver.
I'm glad usually I'm the one who pulls those things on this program. What grade did you start in here, John?
I started in the fourth grade, sir.
In the fourth grade. Have you had lots of fun in all these years?
Oh, I've had a wonderful time. I've enjoyed it all.
What was the most exciting thing that happened to you?
Well, I believe that was the night I kissed my girl for the first time, sir.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, that was sort of extracurricular, wasn't it?
It was absolutely that.
How long ago was that?
That was 5 years ago, sir.
What, you mean that none of them has been as good since?
No, sir.
But you don't mean to say that you've had the same girl for 5 years?
Yes, sir. We have a little bargain. If she sees anyone she likes better than myself, or if I see anyone I like better than her, why, we tell each other we're going to break it up.
Oh. Well, that's very sensible. She hasn't found anybody better than you yet, has she?
No, sir.
Well, folks, we've found out that John is very famous around here for singing in the shower, so we've arranged for him to favor us with one of his famous shower solos. Now, you go ahead, John, and get ready.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Hurry up. We have a shower right here on the stage that works. John's nearly ready now. He's a very fast undresser. Go ahead, John. Step in the shower and turn the water on and sound your right. Oh, John. John, wait a minute. Come here. What do you sing about in the shower, John?
Oh, I sing about my girls.
Oh, you do? Okay. Hey, wait a minute. One more thing. Dave, give him a cake of Life Boy to make it better, will you?
Oh,
all right. Go ahead. Step right in there now. Sound your right.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your head.
Dave, hand him a towel. Hand him a towel, Dave. Ah, John, you're a good sport. A very good sport. We have a couple of especially nice gifts to give you for going through all that trouble. Say he has a cute costume on, folks, out on the air. I just didn't want you to think. Anyway, we have an album of the complete recording of the Gilbert and Sullivan Operetta, The Pirates of Penzance, and that'll give you some new lyrics to sing, and an album of the ballet music of Les Sylphides by Chopin, and just to go in between, we have a record by Harry James. And study of yours, we have something from Mark Cross up there in New York, a fitted weekend case and a matching case for makeup and things, a beautiful blue leather.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Thank you very much, John McCabe.
Old Boris is on his steak now.
Yes, sir, I've eaten that steak.
You know, folks, Warren and I have talked to a lot of servicemen. We found out there's probably nothing they appreciate more than letters from home.
To make sure as fast and as safely as possible, you can get these V-mail forms.
When you write a V-mail letter, it's sort of easy to read when it reaches its destination. So if you have a loved one, post office, stationery, or department store. All right, Fox?
Okay, Warren. Folks, now here's an American citizen who went to the Argentine when he was only a few months old. He hasn't seen his own country, that is, the USA, until he came to Farragut about a year and a half ago. So from Buenos Aires, Argentine Cadet Herbert Spalding. Herb, just first of all, how'd you happen to select Farragut from way down there in Buenos Aires?
Well, Farragut is quite a well-known school, and especially among the Navy circles. And a couple of ships went down there, and they encouraged encouraged my father.
I see how you got it. Were you excited when you came to your own country, really, for the first time? Because you don't remember it when you left here.
Yeah, it was really something that I shall always remember.
Was it anything like you expected?
Well, it was much more so. It was much more so than I ever thought.
What did you expect to see, among other things?
I don't know. I couldn't picture it just like it was.
Well, what were some of the things that startled you a little bit when you did see them?
Well, I would mention blondes and redheads.
Blondes and redheads? they're rather rare down in the Argentina.
Yes.
Any of our customs seem a little strange? Any of your country's customs that you are not used to?
Well, it was the first time I saw jitterbugging.
Well, that would sort of knock your eye out, wouldn't it? And what else?
First time I went out without a girl.
Out with a girl? What happened?
There wasn't
about
any
that?
Chaperone.
Oh, no chaperone?
No.
Well, what'd you do? How'd you get along?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You mean you sat on one end of the sofa and she on the other?
Yes, in the car.
Is that so?
Yes.
Really that bad, was it?
Yes, it was.
Well, was any other strange things that you'd never seen that you saw for the first time here?
Well, I wanted to see Times Square and Fifth Avenue and 42nd Street. And I had never had a malted milk or I'd ever seen a jukebox.
Gee whiz, I bet you really, really did enjoy things when you first got here. Had you ever seen snow, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Never had, huh?
No, it's the first
time.
Well,
what do you plan to do when you finish Farragut? And by the way, go ahead. What are you planning to do?
I expect to go to Georgetown or maybe Harvard later.
Why?
I want to be a diplomat.
Oh, you do?
Yes, sir.
Well, what does your father do, by the way?
He's in the Rockefeller Coordinating Committee.
Down in Buenos Aires?
Yes, sir.
So you want to be a diplomat?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, because I want to see a united Americas. Uh-huh. Not so much economic unity, but an understanding of culture and the psychology of the people.
That is a very, very high calling, too. And I know you'll make a good diplomat. You want us to understand each other. Well, Herb, something else maybe you haven't seen in your country. You haven't seen a Vox Pop show, and you haven't seen these little gifts that we give, Romo Celso. So we know that you love your country, of course, after a long absence. So first of all, a war bond. Can you use it?
Yes, sir.
All right. And second, for that beautiful blonde that you did find, there's a beautiful Elizabeth Arden fitted case with everything in it that a girl's heart could desire. And
thank you very much,
Herbert. Off the guy to the head.
Folks, we just wanted you to know that young Burris Jenkins here is almost through with his steak and breathing easily. He's going along all right. All right, I think we'll have to put this microphone down here for our next young man. About there, I think. Folks, we want you to meet this. He's a very clean-cut young fellow. Looks you straight in the eye. Come a long way to this school from the West Indies. Cadet Jack Corey of Barahona, Dominican Republic. Jack, It's a long way down there. How do you get back and forth from home?
I go by Clipper, sir. I come up by Pan American Clipper.
Well, that's must be getting difficult now. Do you expect to go back this summer?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, where are you going to go?
I think I'll go to Indiana on my grandmother's farm.
Oh, they're going to make you help with the farm work this summer?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of fruit, and I'll probably help in that.
Oh, fruit to pick?
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope when you pick the fruit that you don't do what I did when I was your age. I used to put more of it in my stomach than in the basket. I remember that very well. Do you ever get homesick being so far from home?
No, sir, I don't. There's too much to do around here.
What, for instance?
Well, there's sports. We have football, basketball, baseball, rowing, tumbling, everything.
And you take part in them?
If I can, I try for them at least.
Are you pretty good at them?
Well,
Well, I might say, folks, that Jack has a medal here on his chest that denotes the fact that he's very good at those sports. Jack, what's the easiest part of your schoolwork here?
I think math is, sir.
You mean math is easy for you?
Yes, sir.
I know a young fellow who's about your size and age, and math is awfully hard for him. I wish it were easier. What's the toughest part?
I think English is.
English?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've heard that some of the boys say that getting up in the morning is about the toughest thing around here. Is that right?
It is.
What time do you have to hit the deck?
6:25.
Oh, you find yourself pretty sleepy sometimes?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do they make you roll out of your bunks?
Well, there's an inspector. He comes around. We get up. Mm-hmm. But as soon as he leaves, we go back in the bed again.
Yes, but when that bell rings, you're up there and ready, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's fine, Jack. We're very glad to talk to you. And so that you'll remember Vox Pop and Bromo Seltzer for a long, long time, we have a 15-jewel wristwatch for you and something that's going to bring you plenty of visitors to your room, I'm sure. We have about 30 or 40 of the newest comic books. Well, that's not all. That's not all. We happened to hear that the junior school, where all the boys in the junior school were saving their pennies to buy a ping-pong table and set. And we're going to turn the pennies over to the government and with the proceeds buy this ping-pong table and set. So we would like very much to sort of give you a good boost, and Vox Pop and Bromo Seltzer want to present to you for the junior school this ping-pong table and set. Thank you very much for talking to us, and good luck to you, Cadet Jack Corey.
Well, folks, old Boris is just finishing that big steak and ready for something else. And you know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that there's nothing Warren and I like more than to receive letters from you folks telling us how you like Vox Pop.
Yes, and we were especially tickled to get a letter from George E. Buchanan of Los Angeles, California, saying that he's enjoyed Vox Pop for a long time. But he enjoys it even more now that Vox Pop is visiting the training centers of the different services.
We get just as big a thrill out of him as you do, Mr. Buchanan. By the way, folks, George Buchanan is in the transportation business. His company handles an enormous volume throughout the major part of California. He says that he spends about half a day talking on the telephone, expediting the shipment of war materials.
Well, that's a mighty important job, and a mighty nerve-wracking one. So it's not surprising that Mr. Buchanan goes on to say, "Sometimes before the day is over, my head is buzzing. But I've found that for quick, effective relief, there's nothing better than Bromo Seltzer for a common sick headache. In a little while, I'm ready to tackle that telephone again, speeding the delivery of vital materials for our West Coast war industries."
Good for you, Mr. Buchanan. And friends, remember, your job, no matter what it is vital to victory. So don't let a common sick headache slow you down. Take a Bromo Seltzer and feel better fast. Warren, have you got some unfinished business?
Not yet, Fox.
Not yet, Fox? All right. Next man. Folks, when a fellow is the son of a famous man, he's sort of on the spot. Here's a young man whose father we all admire. Yet, he's here standing squarely on his own feet and on his own record. We want you to meet Cadet David Edward Rickenbacker. Hiya, Dave. So, Dave, what do the boys call you?
They usually call me Rick, sir.
Rick, huh? Well, I would imagine that. Tell me, Dave, what are you headed for when you finish Farragut?
I'm going to get into the Navy during the war, and I'll probably be an aeronautical engineer when the war is over, sir.
So you like aeronautical engineering?
Yes, sir, I do.
Are you getting some pretty good training in that direction here at Farragut?
No, sir, but it will help me out. The math training I'm getting will help me out a great deal later on.
That math certainly will. Have you had any experience so far in fooling with engines and so on?
Yes, sir. I was a grease monkey all summer at LaGuardia Field.
A grease monkey, huh? You mean actually out there greasing planes and everything?
Yes, sir. We saw aviation from the bottom up. We loaded airplanes, scrubbed hangar floors, and once in a while we got a chance to help on the airplanes.
Did you like that, fooling with the engines?
Yes, sir, I did. That seems to be my line.
Well, I know you're going to like the Navy because you wouldn't be here at Farragut to begin with. Rick, I'd like to ask you one question, if you don't mind, about your dad, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker. Were you too firmly in the belief that he would be rescued?
Yes, sir, I certainly was. He's come through before, and I knew he would come through this time.
There bound to have been some little depressing periods, though, were there not, Rick?
Yes, sir, there were. When those came along, I just buried my head in the book, and I've gotten the best grades I've had yet.
Got the best grades during that period. Well, something good out of all. Rick, we've all been deeply stirred by Captain Ada Rickenbacker's story on the air and in the Current Life magazine. And we want to ask you if you'll do a little something for us, will you?
Yes, sir. I'll do anything I can.
Here's what it is. We want to send a small contribution to the Army Air Forces Aid Society that he is talking so definitely about. And we'd like to ask, may we do it through you?
Yes, sir. You may.
Well, thank you a lot.
I'd be very willing to accept it.
Dave Rickenbacker. And for you yourself from Bromo Seltzer and Vox Pop, figuring that you know just exactly what to do with it, Here's a bottle of Love May We perfume, and a second, a blue cravenet silk line regulation raincoat. Can you use it?
Yes, sir, I certainly can.
Thank you a whole lot, Dave, and thanks for doing us that little favor. Okay, Warren.
Thanks, Bob. Folks, I just want to say that the unfinished business that we had on hand was a telephone call that we expected to have come through right while we were talking to Jack Corey, a call to his mother down in the Dominican Republic. But it wasn't ready. The call did come through, and Jack has been backstage talking to his mother. Now, here's another upstanding young man, 14, in the last class of the junior school here at Admiral Farragut, Cadet Joe Ippolito of Jersey City, New Jersey. Get that mic down a little bit there, Joe. What sort of career have you planned for, Joe?
I'm planning on joining the Naval Air Force and then retiring and live the life of Raleigh.
Oh. Well, look, you live the life of Raleigh right around here, don't you?
In a way I do and a way I don't.
Well, why you don't?
Well, the extra duty and the demerit problem.
Oh, demerits you have. Have you been stuck with some demerits and extra duty?
Oh, I got a flock of them once.
Well, what happened?
Well, a couple of fellas and myself decided to call up Hitler to give him the old...
You mean right in the Fuhrer's face?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
So we called the transatlantic operator by using a press pass, which gave to us by Kenneth Von Zell, the son of Harry Von Zell, the announcer on the Eddie Cantor program.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead. You tell the story quick now.
So we got the transatlantic operator and the FBI cut in, and
Uh-oh.
We cut out.
Uh-oh. Yeah? All right. What happened then?
Well, then the FBI paid a little visit down to school.
Oh, I see. Well, was it rather serious with them when they arrived here?
Oh, they took it as a joking matter.
When they saw how big you were and so on.
Oh, yes.
The commandant didn't take it as a joke, though, huh?
I was marching the whole next day.
I see. Well, Joe, how's your record now?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right. I know you are. And we want to thank you for coming up here and being with us tonight. We have a couple of gifts for you, too, from Bromo Seltzer and Box Pop. A pair of basketball shoes, the real kids. And are you good at basketball?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Well, they'll help you to be a little better. And we have something a little special for you, too. We have a Moth sailboat. It's a 14-footer, complete with mast, mainsail, jib. It's the whole craft here. You can sail it up and down the bay this summer, Joe. Take a look at that. How do you like it?
Oh, I like it.
All right, boy. We hope you have a good time with that. Thank you very much, Joe.
Burris. Hey. Burris. Just want Boris Jenkins to come up here and tell us just for a second, how's that meal, old boy? How you getting along?
Well, sir, that steak is the best I've tasted in a long time.
Attaboy. Go on back there and get on your dessert now. Oh, we've had a lot of fun. Well, folks, we've thoroughly enjoyed being with these fine young men at Admiral Farragut Academy. It's a great school headed by men who know their business.
Yes, the superintendent, Admiral S.S. Robinson, was formerly superintendent of our Naval Academy at Annapolis and also commander-in-chief of the United States Fleet.
And the associate superintendent, Brigadier General Cyrus S. Radford, United States Marine Corps, is a real Marine. And among other important assignments, he was for some time quartermaster general of the Marine Corps.
No wonder Farragut is such a swell school in which to train for the Navy.
Right, Warren. And now about next Monday's Vox Pop show. We'll bring you fighting men who have tangled plenty with the enemy.
Yes, but we can't tell you where we'll be. That's a military secret. Good night, folks.
And so long, everybody.
This broadcast does not necessarily constitute endorsement of our product by the Admiral Farragut Academy, as they do not endorse any product.
Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next week, when Parks and Warren will be heard from an unnamed port. Then be sure to enjoy Bromo Seltzer's other great show, The Adventures of Ellery Queen. See your local paper for the time and station. Meantime, whenever you get a common sick headache, nerves on edge, stomach upset, do as our Vox Pop train says and fight headache three ways with Bromo Seltzer. You get it?
Fight headache!
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.